going.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey, Internet, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. You are listening to episode 155 of a podcast that makes the industry say, 8-Bit Geek who? My name is Jeremy, and with me are two men for most the most famous members of their immediate family.
Oh, it's me? It's Doug. Oh, man, that's crazy. I'm the most famous person in my immediate family?
I'm not, unfortunately.
You're not. Kevin.
How are you not? You take
my
off
family
your
does
shirt.
Some weird shit. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But you take off your shirt and review game and do unboxings. How's
you review
yeah.
game?
You review game.
And send it to all the Russians.
Now I'm intrigued. Since you've been all over the internet and all over blogs across America and the world, and you're not the most famous one, I want to know what the fuck your family does.
Yeah, that's very true. I've got to know.
Interracial double penetration porn.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But okay. I won't say which one does it.
both of them. Yeah,
come on.
Both of them.
Well,
that's why they're famous, because it's like a.
Now it all makes amazing. Sense. That's
you
why
found out.
That's why your wife is on the porn sites all the time, because she's the one who uploads and edits the descriptions.
It makes a lot of sense.
Wait, are we still talking about? Are we talking about my parents for a second? I just want to get this all rounded up here. No. Or what part of my family? I don't fucking know.
You said it, not me.
I say a lot of things.
And of course, Doug, he is. God, he's so famous. That beard made him famous alone.
It's true.
So.
And my charm.
No.
People love it. They're like, man, that guy is salty as shit. I like him.
Yeah, he's a bitter human being.
You should have just
he's
said
bitter. I like him.
Yeah, you should have said bitterness, not charm.
Oh, but it's the charm.
You, like,
it's charming.
It's a bitter sweet charming.
Yeah, exactly. So like a bitter sweet symphony.
Oh, sounds like a song we should make.
I'm done.
Oh, yeah, and then we'll get sued because the Rolling Stones were like, "Hey, mate, we wrote that song, so give us all your royalties."
Yep,
that's how all of the Rolling Stones sound.
And then then we'll get sued by 14 other people because of the fact that, and then the Fine Brothers would sue us.
I was gonna say, then we could do a react video of us getting sued by Rolling Stones.
If you like our banter, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes, Audio Boom, and Stitcher Radio. Also, please rate us on all of those because we need it. That's the only way that our lovely little show gets put up into the charts is by those little ratings. So it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, Twitter, Twitch, and of course, Facebook. And I think Doug is reactivating us a MySpace.
So. Yes! Yeah, Justin Timberlake, we're coming for you.
I've been very busy today. Working on our MySpace page.
It's gonna have glitter.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. I hope I could be in the top 8.
Oh, Kev.
We've got some bad news.
I've got some really 16? Bad news.
Here's the
listen,
deal.
There's this guy, and his name is Tom, and he was like, he was immediately our fan, and so he totally got right up there.
It was between you and Tom, and it was like a battle for 8. He was 9th, then you were 9th, and ultimately. Yeah. Ultimately, he beat you out.
Yeah. So, listen.
Tom is a good friend. He's friends with everybody. He gets around.
So, I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah. Shit.
You can also support us on Patreon. What is Patreon? It's a funding site. It's kind of like a subscription-based service site. You can pay for each episode that we do. You can pay as little as $1 a month if you'd like. It unlocks some special content that we do here. You get a pre-show, you get an after-show, you get your name in the credits, you get to pitch your product online, you get to put an advertisement with us. You can do all those things for as little as $1 a month. So go on over to Patreon. It's in the description link below. Just click that and you'll be able to check that out.
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking about doing? Since we just today, what I was actually busy doing, not setting up our MySpace page, was setting up an ARC server.
Oh.
Well, same thing, Kevin.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of both. Right?
Hashtag dino dick.
Hashtag Give me them dino abs.
Give me them dino abs.
Give me them dino abs. So I was thinking about, like, you know, if you're a Patreon, you know, we have the, like, the $15 or whatever, you can play games with us, which I think is still, that's like Rocket League and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you are a Patreon, like, you just get into the server. If you want to play some Ark with us, like, I think that's a cool reward. Like, use automatic access.
That's right.
Whenever we get it set up for everyone to join.
So even if people donate $1 a month?
They can get in.
They can get in that's right.
Oh, man. You got to buy your own copy of Ark, though. We can't supply you with that.
Yeah, it's cheap right now on, what's it called? Humble Games? The Humble Store? It's like $17.
That's really good for it, actually. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not into Minecraft-type games, but, man, this game is, it's a blast.
It is, as long as you're not playing with Doug.
Doug just leaves you.
Yeah, and then he just out-levels you. I'm like, I got on the other night, and I was like, hey guys, where are you? And then Doug's like, oh, I'm just right over here around the bed about 15 clicks. And I'm like, wait a minute. Wait.
He gets really into his
character.
Yeah,
he's like really into
it. I never said that, but you suck pretty bad.
And then I go, Doug, wait for me. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'll wait. And then I get to the spot where he was, and I go, where are you now? And he goes, oh, I hitched a ride on this pterodactyl. I'm level 14 already. I'm like, dude, we just logged in 5 minutes ago.
Yep. That sounds
well, that's
like,
not fair, because that server had an XP boost.
Oh, like, I punched that server.
I punched a dodo to death and got like 30 levels, so it's not my fault. Punch more birds.
Punch more birds. All right, this week's show, before we get kicked off, is sponsored by QE Streams. He is our main sponsor right now because of Patreon, so thank you, QE Streams. You can check him out on Twitch. He does some streaming there at QE Streams, and also his YouTube gaming channel, QE Gaming. He is a wonderful, wonderful person. He does delightful things, and he is the reason why we'll end up probably going to Comic-Con and getting a booth. So.
He's also part of the reason why we have an ARK server now, as well as, and we'll work on this some more because I'm not sure about everything that's involved in it, but we do have a Minecraft server also.
Yeah, there you go, 2 for 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's thanks to QE. So QE is a super, super...
He's the executive producer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. It's like executive produced by Jay-Z. Nah, executive produced by QE Streams. Yeah.
Fuck. He needs to come out with his own album now, so that way we can just say he's got one.
Drop that mixtape, dude. Do it. Yeah,
for real. Did you guys catch Grease Live last night?
No. I've seen
like
Grease many times. Yes. Don't even play that out there.
Yeah,
my chills, they're multiplying.
And I'm losing control. Because my something's...
No, I did not watch it.
I did.
It's electrifying.
Electrifying.
I was waiting for that part.
You got to get it. Because I need a man.
Okay, we need to stop. Because we'll do that whole song.
I think we've done it... I feel like we've done this before, that exact thing on this show before.
It may have been the pre-show where we did it.
We do a lot of horrible singing, so once again, if you're a Patreon, you get to hear all of that because you get the pre-show and post-show. I don't know why we sing so much. None of us can sing, but yet we keep doing it.
Well, Doug had a successful indie ground underground ska punk pop band.
I would like to hear Sean Pennis sing a Grease song. We'll have to do that soon.
Hold on, give me a second.
Okay, so I watched Grease Live last night. It was actually really legit. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it very much. Watched it with Ashley. And here's the crazy thing. Vanessa Hudgens played Rizzo, and her dad died hours before the show.
That's a bummer.
And she still went on.
Mm-hmm.
And like she was like, I'm honoring my father by doing this. Now, obviously any death in the family is devastating, but I think the way that he went out, it was a little bit easier for her to go on. He had stage 4 cancer, so it's something that definitely was a progressive killer, and they probably had an idea that he was going to pass at some point. So maybe that helped a little bit, but it still hurts, and like still huge props to her for being able to pull that off, and she pulled it off. She even had a one of her solo songs, you know, you could see a little bit of tears welling up in her eyes, you know, because it was really personal. And so good job. I don't know much about Vanessa, but great job.
Now, when you say live, I mean, obviously it was shown live, but was there an live audience there too?
Oh, yes. There was a live audience on sets. This thing was done live in person completely. Like, it was the sets you can, you know, they opened up. It was a Broadway musical on the WB set. So,
interesting. Yeah, because everyone's like doing it now. I mean, I think NBC has done their share. And yeah, it's all.
Yeah. But NBC sucks hard. They started this thing, and their first one was The Sound of Music, which was all right. The second one was Peter Pan.
No, I thought the first one was Peter Pan.
No, the first one. No, that's the second one.
Ah.
Peter Pan fucking sucked so much ship. And, yeah. And so now Fox came out with Grease Live, and they killed it, dude. This one was really high quality. And they did a great job. I loved it. Well, of course, the source material lends itself really well to it. But
sorry, the chat. Okay, first, two things that's really funny. We got in the chat today, the Big D, not Micro, is here.
What's up, Big D? Thanks for tuning in, man.
Just need to put that out there.
and then Zertidius Flats just wrote,
Sean's got chills, they're multiplying. And my penis is losing control.
Oh my god, you could literally do an album of Sean Penis.
Sean Penis sings the hits.
Let's see here. Okay, speaking of Sean Penis, we're about to go into a little thing called Misconnections. We do it every week. It's where we read actual posts that were put on the Misconnection site on Craigslist. We don't alter them in any way. We just read them back. We can't believe it. We can't make it up. And here we go.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Cause love is multiplying.
It sounded like you were doing like the Hulk theme at the end. He's like walking with his backpack.
It was long enough for me to pull up the music.
Ah, I see. Good cover there, Brad.
All right, Sean Penis, you're up, you're alive, do your thing.
This is a misconnection I wrote when I was down in the Austin area. It's a long shot, male for male and women. First off in my post, there's a picture of someone pulling a woman's top down. Not like she looked. Doesn't look like she's upset by it.
That was you. Literally, you took that photo.
I took the photo. I did not pull the top down. That would have been her husband.
She kind of looks like she's pulling the dude's finger. Like, yeah. He's ready to toot.
She's probably like, ooh, baby, yes.
But let it be known, there is some visible areola.
Oh, yeah. I just want to give a shout out to the Big Not Micro D or whatever for the follow. The Big D, not Micro. Thank you for that follow. As I just said something in the stream. I heard it. Okay, so this is a long shot. But I saw you two on a swinger side a couple of years back. We hung out shortly after a pool hall one night. I believe you're a couple in your 40s. You travel a lot. He's tall, handsome, a bigger guy, and super cool. She's short, maybe about 5 foot and 100 pounds, with an amazing body. Bronze skin, black hair, huge fucking tits, fit, and goddamn sexy. She's also fun with the longhorn cat just above her vagina.
What?
Wow.
That does not say that. That says hoo-ha. Keep it clean, keep it classy.
Vagina's a clean word. That's medical term.
Yeah, that's like the legit medical term. That's a lot cleaner than hoo-ha.
No, hoo-ha Hoo-ha is a lot cleaner for our PG audience.
It's like an Al Pacino.
Hoo-ha! Hoo-ha!
Yes, I wish Al Pacino had read this.
You guys were fun and we never played, but I wish that we had. You, the hubby, offered to let us take her, the sexy missus, home for the night and have our way with her.
Oh my god.
Unfortunately, the ladies with me that night were more barks than bite, and we did not take you up on the offer. Me, late 30s, white, muscular, and handsome. If this is you, let me know what your profile name is on any of the sites you're on. Would love to reconnect, if you're all that interested. Yours truly, the man with the biggest dick in the room.
Oh my god.
Sean Pettis.
That's incorrect. Incorrect.
As you want to bet, motherfucker?
Whoa!
Yeah, I do. You know why?
What's that?
Because the biggest dick belongs to this woman. Hello. I'd like to talk
That's not fair. Because she takes a lot of steroids, so...
It's
turned into a little pain.
Now shut off your mic, little man.
Okay, goodbye.
Later, Sean.
I'm seeing it turned off.
I'd like to talk about unmentionables. I am man for woman, or woman for woman, if you know what I mean. Imagine a trip to Dubai. I like your unmentionables. You like my guns. It has been a while, and I thought I would try to give the site a try. Maybe you'll see me, or see this someday. Wondering how you're doing, what's happening? That's it.
That's bye, weird Russian lady.
Bye-bye. See you on the other side, bald man. I wonder, wow. Is your ass as bald as your head? Tell me now.
This one, as always, is a Walmart.
he just ignored it.
I didn't ignore it. I just put it in the back of my mind for it to really haunt me later in life. That's all. One day I'm going to have war flashbacks of that. This one, once again, Walmart. This one's in Kaufman. Male for male. Back in keeping it in Texas, where it's, you know, everything's bigger, if you know what I mean. That's a cock joke. Kaufman, Texas. My body, it's average height. 5'8". 172 centimeters for that Russian broad back there.
Hello!
How you doing? Status, I'm single. But I'm ready to fucking mingle, you know what I mean? Alright. Oh my god. I still see the one white guy in Walmart all the time. He is in management. He wears his pants so tight, you can see everything. He's also got a very nice ass, if you ask him very personally, you know what I'm saying? Now there's this black guy that is also very hot. I think he's in management too. You know, he's got that look. I just saw him for the first time the other day. Anyway, I'd like to meet either one of these guys in the bathroom. Do a little Walmart exchange, if you know what I mean. Chinese finger trap? That's what I'm talking about. Bada boom, realest dick in the room. See you later. Conversation.
So it sounds like you're interested in, I think it's called like the space dock. You want a space dock with some fools.
Oh my god.
I like to keep it, you know, I like to keep it a little down to earth there. Space docking, you know, that's a little too Star Wars for me, if you know what I mean.
Bada boom.
Real chick in the room. Hey, so you want a Russell Stover sample box? This is what Z-Box says.
Hey, if you're up to doing that, you know, I've been to Cleveland. I've tested the steamers. You know, I've done a lot in my life.
Wow.
I'm willing to be an Oreo, if you know what I mean.
Stop it.
I got the double scratch on that one.
All right. Let's get into talking a little bit about some news, some information. And what's happening in Hollywood? In the Hollywood? Did you guys see any movies this week?
What? No.
There's nothing movies? Listed in our conversations, and so I can't. There they are.
So you didn't see. Can you please act like something is professionally happening here?
No.
Instead of calling it out.
Hey, you didn't do your job.
Are they there?
Well, they are now.
Thank you.
Kung Fu.
Okay. So let's do the top five real quick here. Ride Along 2 came out in the movie theaters 3 weeks ago. It's racked up $70 million. Has not hit that special $100 million mark yet. Just coming out this week is The Finest Hours. This is a film I really wanted to see, and it didn't gain a lot of traction in the marketing department.
I don't even know what it is.
It made $10 million. Oh, it's the rescue mission based on a true story.
Oh, that's based the one. Incredible with the true story.
And it auto plays when you launch the site.
Did the same
site.
For me.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
The people in the stream were like, what the fuck? And then they heard it again. Yeah, with Chris Pine and Casey Affleck. Oh, Ben Foster. Oh, shit. Eric Bana.
Yeah,
didn't
it's
they already
a
do
really
this as the perfect storm?
One.
Right.
Let's see. Number three has been in the theaters for 7 weeks now. It's, the one and only Star Wars. And it's made $11 million for a total of $895 million so far.
Man, I'll never see $11 million in my life, and it's made that just in a weekend. After being out for 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Number two is The Revenant, and that made $12 million for a total of $138 in 6 weeks. It's getting a sequel. And number one is a film that I have yet to take Colin to. I should have already, but Kung Fu Panda 3, making $41 million buckaroonies.
That's good.
Buckaroonies.
I like the first one. I didn't even see two, let alone I didn't even know there was a third one coming out.
Second one was good too. First one, of course, you can't beat the first one, but the second one was pretty decent. And the third one looks like he's going and meeting his family of pandas, and they're all going to train to be like him or some bullshit. I don't know.
Okay.
Speaking of bullshit, boy oh boy. The Fine Brothers are really in some hot fucking water, man. Like, big time.
Things aren't so fine for them, am I right? No. I'm lonely.
Looks like... okay, so if you haven't been following, the Fine Brothers are a YouTube channel. They're not known by many. You know, they only have 14 million subscribers. But now they actually have like 13 and a half million.
I was
going
to say, not after the last couple of days.
Okay, so what they did was they filed for a trademark that encompasses everything React, right? So, and then they started a initiative where you can sign up with them to use all of their, logos and everything like that. And they will take 30 to 50% of your income to do this. And they can go after anyone who does a, what's it called? A reaction video.
Yeah.
Now this, not only, okay, so the internet has gone crazy over this, but what I just found out this today, they actually had the fucking nerve. Okay. So Ellen did a bit where where some kids sat down in the room. And they were looking at cell phones, old cell phones, like the big brick ones. And they were reacting to it, and Ellen was there having a good time with them. And then the React guys had the fucking nerve to get on Twitter and say, it is a shame that not to have the Ellen Show reach out to us versus just fully taking it as their own. This happens too often. You motherfuckers did not invent React videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there used to be a show that was called Kids Say the Darnest Things. That was pretty much what you do.
Back before Bill Cosby was a weirdo. He was like, oh, look at the little kids.
Well,
what you going to say?
Was a
weirdo. Well, yeah.
It wasn't popular.
Being Roofy the Kids.
Or that we know of.
Here's the little booty pop. Now here's my booty pop.
Oh, God. We didn't have to dig it that far. So you can right now. I mean, Reddit went fully after them. I'm surprised that Anonymous hasn't announced that they're, going after them either. It's the same shit that kind of Sony almost pulled, and their trademark got denied for Let's Play. So the problem is that the Fine Brothers are being very misleading. They're essentially lying. And they're being very, very shady about everything that they're planning on doing. And everybody can... Here's the thing about the internet. You can't bullshit the internet, because the internet will always find out the truth, and they will always, you know, they will stop at nothing to take you down. So tomorrow it is up for opposition, because they actually were granted the trademark. Tomorrow it's up for opposition, and I hope that the internet has spoken loud enough that they take it away. Because essentially what the Fine Brothers are doing is taking advantage of the, of YouTube's, the IP, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. The trademark.
Intellectual property?
Well, not only that, but the way that it was explained was something with YouTube and the way that they are distributing their funds, or it's pretty much a loophole that these guys have been able to do to take away from YouTube paying for people, right? Because you're not supposed to make money off of, I'm guessing, other videos and stuff, but they found a way to do that by, hey, sign up with our pyramid scheme, and we'll take 50% of your earnings, and you keep your 2 cents, and we'll take the other.
Right. Well, there's things like Maker Studios, who we talked about. They've been purchased by Disney at this point, but they're the same thing. It was a collective group of YouTubers who made videos, and what they did was that, you know, yeah, they took a cut of the profits you made off of ads and stuff, but what they also did was they got you to the point where you could make money off of the ads and stuff. And so, I don't know, like, that's essentially what they're trying to do. But also, one of the things that they do know, yeah, like you're saying, was like, you can be like, a studio can go to someone's video and like claim that they use something or whatever, mm-hmm. and be able to make bank off of it. Instead of like, hey, take that video down because they're using our song, be like, hey, they're using our song and we want, you know, a portion of what they're making off that video.
And what they're doing is, okay, so they're claiming that they have invented the way that React videos are done with close-ups and with different shots. So anybody who does any kind of close-up, anybody who does a reaction video that's shot in their way, they can essentially say, nope, they're too close to us. That's too much like us. When they didn't even invent the fucking medium. Like, they didn't invent this, but somehow they were allowed to get the trademark for it.
Yeah, I don't know how it'll work.
I mean, it's as bad as when Sony was trying to trademark Let's Plays as theirs. Mm-hmm. It's like everyone's going to try, you know, and it's definitely not going to pass. I mean, if it does, the trademark companies or whoever does the trademarking, FCC or whatever, they're fucking idiots.
Hey, Kev. Tell your wife to shut the fuck up.
In a nice way, probably like, hey, sweetheart.
Hey, bitch, I'm recording. Just kidding.
Oh my God, Doug.
Sorry, that's more or less to get a reaction.
Yeah, Doug is very vicious tonight. Very vicious.
It's probably one of those things that where, like, people listen to it later, they're not going to be able to hear her. But it's just going to, they're just going to be like,
what the fuck is happening?
Doug is a dick.
They just love his charm.
They love that fucking charm. There's one podcast I listen to, and literally it'll be like, God damn, you guys hear that plane flying overhead? And it's just like, if you're listening to it, you're like, no. But they stop what they're doing to be like, fuck, that motorcycle's loud outside. Like, what are you, I can't hear anything.
So if you, if you're on the internet, if you want to do something about it, you have until February 2nd, which is today, as you're listening to this, on the iTunes. Write your congressman and some shit. I don't know who sets this up, but it's set up for opposition on the 2nd, and look it up. Look up shit to stop it, I guess.
Essentially what you do is you find a lawyer and you go, hey, I make these videos. It's how I make a living, or it's part of my thing that we do. These guys are telling me I can't do it anymore, and that lawyer will then put you into the whatever it was called. What did you say it was? It's not a group thing, but it's I don't remember.
Class action?
Class action lawsuit.
Class action?
I don't know if it's a class action, but it's whatever it is. The public can go against it.
Can someone stop eating a fruit snack or whatever that is in their hands?
Can everyone just shut up? Let's just do this podcast without people talking.
Listen. I'm not knocking on my desk, but whoever's not on their desk, please stop.
Okay, so there is just to, we'll get off of this subject here, but real quick, the reaction to it has been crazy. Everybody is in protest of it. There's been a lot of, okay, so we saw today a developer who, one of the co-creators of Super Meat Boy released kind of a rebellious video of him reacting to the reaction videos that the Fine Brothers make. There's been a lot of YouTubers who've been overdubbing their, you know, the Fine Brothers update videos. There's been a lot of shit. There's actually been a lawyer who has said that they're going to go against it for free. And so it's, Reddit is full of stuff that people are doing and trying to get involved to definitely stop this from happening, because it's bullshit. Very much. Okay.
I want people to sign up for the group or whatever, where you can get their stuff, like, you know, the graphics or whatever it is that they're offering, like, you know, hey, become part of our stuff or blah blah blah. I want someone to do that, and I want someone to make like a porn reacting to porn video and then literally like post it on YouPorn with, like, and then at the end it's just people just like,
that's gotta be happening. That's awesome. Right now.
Like, suck it. Like, as we sign up for your shit, like, could take whatever, but fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Like, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, fuck that, and like people with like their faces, like masks or whatever, like just paper cutouts of their faces. It's like a dude drilling another dude. I'm all about it.
I'm all about
some
it.
Of the fun. I'm all about that.
Let's Karen react Cole. To that.
Let's react. Yeah.
Even Kevin was gonna get in on the action and make a protest video of him reacting to his own unboxing videos.
Oh, now, you spoiled the surprise.
Yeah, we'll see if it actually happens. But is it gonna, now my question is, maybe this can be the surprise. Is it gonna be normal Kev, or is it gonna be dopey Kev?
Or is it gonna be Kev in general?
Or is it gonna be Slickback?
Yeah.
I'm not going blackface for my videos, guys. I'm really sorry to let you know that, but it's not happening.
Okay, so let's move on from this. It's taken up a lot. We got a lot of shit to talk about. Deadpool is coming out in a week. 2 weeks, right? A week?
Yes! Two weeks.
In two weeks.
Valentine's weekend.
What's really cool about this, it's rated R, but it's going to get a lot raunchier because a director's cut has been announced, and it's coming out this year. Oh, my God. TJ Miller confirmed it. It's going to be even more raw and uncut. That would be insane. Can't wait for it. They're doing everything right. And not only that, but a lot of the early reviews are saying it's one of Marvel's best movies to come out, even though Marvel had nothing to do with it. Great. Good job, Fox. Can't wait for it.
Well, I wouldn't really say Fox. I would say they just kind of caved to it. I mean, I would thank the director for it.
Right, but good job, Fox, on actually putting it out and getting out of the way, because they are in charge of the marketing, and they just said, we're going to step aside, you guys do whatever you want, and it looks like it that they have just done whatever they wanted, and it's working big time. They went crazy with it, and it's really cool to see. So, in other news, it looks like social media interest for Batman vs. Superman and Suicide Squad are crushing Marvel by 500%.
Well, and yeah, because those movies are coming out soon, and there's actual like stuff for it. Marvel's not releasing shit soon.
Yeah, they are. They've got two. They've got Marvel has
Captain
two
America
films, right?
Comes out in like March. Or
yeah,
April.
Comes out in March, man.
I haven't seen anything for it recently.
Well, that's true. They have been like promoing the fuck out of it. But also, here's why I think this is. Marvel Universe, we're goddamn established. It's been about 10 years now since we've been in this, like, Iron Man, you know, since the launch of Iron Man.
Right.
This is brand new Batman. I mean, we've had Superman. We have Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, Batman vs. Superman is the first time we're getting, like, this, like, connected universe shit from DC. And then also Suicide Squad. Everyone's like, holy sh, are you what? Like,
right.
Wait. A movie about the villains?
And I think that there is a lot of want for the darker comic book tones, right? And so DC delivers on that, as to where Marvel, of course, is more campy. Not campy, but more for the family friendly. I'm not taking my kid to see any of these DC films. I take him to go see the Marvel ones in a heartbeat, but this DC shit, no way, no, not at all.
You did take him to see Man of Steel.
That, yes, I did take him to go see that. That one was, you know, the trailers and everything, and I went to go see it one time before I kind of previewed it before I took him to go see it. So, yeah. You know, it still was Man of Steel, but this stuff is getting dark, which is great for me, but I can't let him see it.
Well, you can thank Zack Snyder for that one.
Thank you, Zack. What are you guys more excited to see? Suicide Squad or Batman vs. Superman? After the last trailer, I am so 100% excited about Suicide Squad, which in the beginning, I was all about Batman vs. Superman. Now it's flipped. I am so stoked for Suicide Squad, and I'm really nervous about Batman vs. Superman.
I feel like Batman vs. Superman has shown us way too much of the movie, but at the same time,
yeah.
There is a point where I don't know what the fuck is happening, because is it a dream sequence that we're seeing, like the destruction of Earth and the parademons and the Omega thing from whoever that, whatever, oh my god, Darkseid, what is all that about? So I feel like they've shown too much.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like they should have been a little bit more secretive on that. But Suicide Squad, fucking, oh.
Looks dope, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's get in a little bit of video game news. Okay, we talked a little bit about this on text message before the show. Disney is, I guess EA is saying that Disney will not allow EA to break canon with the new Star Wars Battlefront. So that's why you won't see the likes of Finn, Rey, Kylo Ren, or BB-8 or anything like that until the actual next game. So this game is completely done as the original trilogy. There was a lot of things that we talked about. One of them that was brought up was that this game was made well before the new Star Wars film came out, and it was in development before the new Star Wars film came out, and they couldn't get access to the assets from that film because it had to remain secretive. So that's one reason, and which ties into what I thought would be the reason as well, is that all the DLC that's been made has most likely been almost fully developed already. And so yeah. That was their plan all along, was just the original trilogy. And I think that there's such a short span of time between this game and the next game, that why waste the fucking time when you can essentially get another $60 to $100 out of somebody by promoting the next Force Awakens set. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely tell. I mean, you're right on the assets thing. I really think they just weren't able to get those assets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was waiting for Doug. Sorry.
Well, I'll just say one of the things we talked about also earlier is that, you know, I guess there's people that are like waiting, you know, we're like, oh shit, I can't wait for them to add the Force Awakens stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck yeah, it's going to be great. Especially with them announcing that they're bringing more people into the game, more heroes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they've announced who those are yet, but they said like, was it four total or six total? Like three for either side or two for either side?
Yeah, I guess.
And so you're kind of like, okay, cool, original trilogy. Let's see, Chewie?
Yeah, yep. Can we get Chewie?
Oh, that's going to happen.
That's good. It's the only one that really makes sense.
Right.
But then Darkseid. Well, you've got Vader, you've got Boba Fett, and you've got the Emperor. Who the fuck is left?
Yeah, that's true.
What two other people are there? Greedo?
Admiral Piesk. Out of here.
Admiral.
Tarkin. I mean, I don't know who the fuck you add. I don't know who else
the internet
there
will.
Is.
The internet will absolutely blow up if they add somebody from the fucking prequels as well. Because then they're like, "Oh, I thought you couldn't fucking go. I thought you couldn't break canon, you fucking assholes."
Yeah,
it's not breaking canon though. But using the original ones, are they?
Well, yeah, because the canon belongs in the original trilogy. That's where this whole thing is set. And so if you go back, everyone essentially from the prequels are they're older now, right? Because the original trilogy takes place 30 years after the prequels.
I get what you're saying. So you won't see like Han Solo versus Darth Maul or anything like that.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I think they need to, like, I wish, and this is, again, something we talked about, where, like, why did, if they knew this was going to be the case, they knew before going in, like, hey, this is, we're only going to be able to do this, like, why not do, like, what they did with, like, the Lego games? Like, this is the original trilogy, like, or, you know, this is...
Yeah, why did they name it Battlefront, you know, fucking, the like, episode 3 through 6?
or...
Something to four, just let us know, you know?
Six. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Darth Maul, but I mean, again, Darth Maul, as we have seen him, he disappears in the Clone Wars. So, although there's talks that he might show up in the Obi-Wan movie,
Oh, that'd be so sick.
And I'm goddamn it, I'm praying they get Ewan McGregor back.
And
he was the best part of the new trilogy was his Obi-Wan. Was really good.
And I hope that they get they had better get Ray Park back for fucking Darth Maul. Like, come on.
Ray Park is fantastic. And he's still like they did a recent video of him like using the double lightsaber.
Dude,
and
We were there when he did it.
Yeah, we did that. Awesome.
We watched it live, man.
Like from like 3 feet away. Some dude was like, "Hey, will you sign this?" And he was like, "Hey, do you mind?" And he was like, "Oh, please." Like, the floor is yours. And then he like cleared a circle and just was like doing flips and flying all over the place.
Dude,
and
we were just like, "Oh my god, it was amazing."
What?
He did the move where he launches himself and does the like double kick thing off the lightsaber. It was amazing. Oh, I'm getting flashbacks. Right. This one you're going to be able to. Now they got some good DLC coming. Like let's not be fucking haters on it. In 1 year you'll be able to play in the Death Star. So that's going to be something, right, guys?
Yeah.
We'll all be moved on by then. Which shit, we've already been moved on. The problem with Battlefront is that as much fun as it was, a lot of people don't feel it was fleshed out enough. People don't feel like it was engaging enough. People didn't feel like it was finished. People didn't feel that the guns were that made that much of a difference. And the progression system wasn't there. It's too slow. There wasn't enough depth. And the customization of your actual character. Hey, look, I got a new coat on. Hey, look, I can change my head.
Yeah.
You couldn't
it's
actually
the same
customize.
Head as like the one I had before, but now the hair is slightly different.
Right. So those were all the major concerns. And honestly, as much fun as it was, it made me feel like I was in Star Wars for a week, and then I felt like I was in a repetitive.
You felt like you were playing Battlefield instead.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's what it was, right? It was just Battlefield and Star Wars. And it was a lot of fun, and there was some really cool shit. But yeah, I mean, like, without there being a story, without there being, like, single player stuff to do, or, like, good single player stuff to do that tells a story that advances you through these maps. And, like, where the fuck were the space battles? Like, that was something they did in Battlefront 2 that, like, made that game so much more fun than the original, because you got to like fly around in a fucking X-wing or these ships from like the Clone Wars. It was awesome. And then they didn't have you could fly around in an X-wing sort of, but like not the space battle. You couldn't go attack a fucking Star Destroyer. You could just
You were just basically just ground. You were helping people on the ground.
Your ground, your air support.
Which was kind of cool, because like when you did play these big maps, it was awesome knowing that like whatever was going on in the sky was actually people, as opposed to just shitty AI just kind of like looking like it's doing stuff, but it was actually doing things. That was cool.
I kind of had a chat with a friend of mine yesterday about this too, and I brought it up because you brought up the aerial stuff, and he said that he did not feel. The reason why he didn't like it and he doesn't play it anymore is because he didn't feel like at Battlefront, you actually, when you get into a vehicle, you actually feel like it changes the battle. Like it actually makes you feel like you're doing something. But when you're in an aircraft or doing something like that, it doesn't have that same feeling. And he felt like he didn't change the battle any. And it was just more or less you're just in this big space and whatever's happening and blah, blah, blah. And he just felt like the maps also were way too huge to get around and actually make a difference. And so I agreed with him too, because I felt the same way. I was just like, you know what? When I get in an X-Wing, I expect you to be able to feel like you're in an impact or something like that. And it just felt like pew, pew.
Yeah. Pew. Especially in the maps where, if you're an X-Wing, let's say the one with like the Walker assault on the Walker or whatever, like that one, or what was the other map? There was one where as the Imperials, like, you had to get the walkers down past certain checkpoints.
Right.
The Rebels are trying to blow them up. You could be the ships then. And, like, you fly around, but you can't do anything to those ships until their shields are taken down, which is done by people on the ground. So you're just flying around fighting other pilots, which is great and fun, but at the same time, like, that's not the fucking point. The point is to take those things down. And, like, bullshit a TIE fighter launching missiles in that thing isn't going to damage its shields and take them down. I've fucking seen these movies. I know what's up. Like, and it plays no effect. And also, like, you can try and shoot at people on the ground, but you're moving too quick and there's no targeting system, so you can't, like, lay down fire on people on the ground. I understand that, like, that may make the game, like, unbalanced to why would you be on the ground if you could just be in a ship shooting the people on the ground, but there should be. There should be some way to drop bombs onto the people below.
Yeah.
You know, and that effect changed the map because the people could be getting ready to take, you know, destroy the shields or whatever, and then nope, bomb.
Yeah. And the other part was that it really became a fucking grenade fest. Like, yeah. Because the recharge on the grenades, you can hold two grenades, and then the recharges were like 30 seconds. So it's just like boom, 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 like grenade, 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 grenade. And I was just like, wow, I thought I experienced this in fucking Call of Duty, but this is out of control. And so.
Yep. And the impact grenades and all that stuff. I mean, it's still fun to watch some of the videos of people that still play that get those stupid kills. Or, like, not stupid, like you're dumb, but like stupid, like, how the fuck did you do that? Like, that is insane. Like the dude that's Luke Skywalker that force pushes the stormtrooper.
I just saw that.
Yeah, into the TIE fighter.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, how did you.
Oh, no. I just saw one that was Luke caught 10 guys in a cave, just basically swiped through all of them. It was awesome.
Oh, that's crazy. I think my favorite one, though, is still the Darth. I think it was Darth Vader.
The one where the AT-AT foot.
Yeah, steps on him. I think it steps on Luke. I think, or maybe
On Luke. It was on Luke.
It was Luke. It was on
Luke. He's just like coming at him, and all of a sudden, just is like about to attack the dude, and just just dead. The best.
So we have a small update here. I was just perusing the front page of Reddit while we were talking, and looking for more of this Fine Brothers stuff. So there was a comment that was pulled up. And somebody asked, so if I make, this is up, just happened. If I make my own video and it's my kids reacting to, I don't know, say Red Bull, can I say kids, my kids react to Red Bull or kids react to Red Bull? And it says, no. This, how the series titles works across entertainment industry, and it's that shows our content, so it would be taken down. So even
from them?
Yeah, that's from them. So the Fine Brothers responded and said, that is a trademark show name. So yes, it would be taken down.
Whoa.
So anything across YouTube that says anything to do with kids react or old people react or game react or anything like that. See, the thing that pisses me off the most is they don't even use their own original fucking content. They use somebody else's content to have people react to it.
Yeah, if I was those people, like, you know, let's say we talked about the creator of Super Meat Boy. If I was him, I'd be like, take that fucking video down. I did not give you permission to have people react to my game. Like,
yeah,
you know,
seriously.
Whatever. Like totally. You're showing gameplay and all this stuff, and I know I did not give you express permission. If my lawyers did, I'm going to talk to them, and we're going to tell you to take it fucking down.
Fucking douchebags, man. God, that pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like, first they said, okay, so in that video, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll give you permission to use our logos, blah, blah, blah. The trademark protects the logos and, like, all of our... You can't fucking say that just because... Like, you can't... For a title. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm getting so mad. I can't even talk. Yeah. Anyways, let's move on.
I love seeing Jeremy angry. He gets... Oh, his pitchfork is getting ready to come out.
So Bethesda is announcing its upcoming E3 presser plans.
I'm hyped. I don't know. You guys said it may not. I'm gonna call it now. They're gonna announce a new Elder Scrolls.
You think so?
It's been long enough. That last one came out in like what,
2012?
Yeah, but in 2014 they said that they would not be announcing anything for a very long time.
Now people say a lot of shit, Jer.
Well, I
know.
2011. Man.
2011 is when it came out.
But a lot. Come on, man. When did Fallout 3 come out? Somebody look that up. I'll look.
Fallout 3 was like 2007.
So it took them 7 years to come out with the next game.
But the thing was, they were always working on it.
Yeah, but they're fucking. They didn't even announce it until fucking 6 months before it came out, bro.
November 11, 2011 was Skyrim. So it was 11-11-11.
Yeah, I don't think it's coming out yet. I think that they're going to be focused on Dishonored 2, and I think they're going to be focused on Doom and Fallout DLC, which they said here. I don't think you're going to see another. I think that's too big of a title to announce right now. That's just my opinion.
Because I thought Doom would be out by then.
Doom that's is June. Scheduled for it is scheduled for release for June, I think. So, but I don't know when in June. So maybe they release maybe they release the beta on that announcement. They're like, "Oh,
there you go.
Public beta."
Open beta.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe they show a new IP as well. Who knows? But we'll see then. And maybe they do. I'm not Nostradamus, okay? I don't know. So maybe they do, okay? Just stop being mad at me. EA has abandoned their E3 venue. So they're not going to be doing it. They're holding their own thing, which we made fun of heavily in text message because it's just going to be the same old shit.
You guys like Madden, bro? We're going to come out with some more Madden.
Hey, love you like Madden, but European Madden? Because we got FIFA, bro.
Here's Pele. He's like 84 years old. Come on, kick a ball, Pele.
Come on, man. And then we got you guys want some shooter action? Because we got Battlefront Field. So they're going to announce all that stuff. You can check that out on June 12th. So, yeah.
Whoa.
Here's something for Kevin. Kevin, take it over.
Oh, yeah. 2K renews multi-year partnership with WWE. It's going to be dope. I don't care what you guys say. It's still real big, damn it.
That's a nice twist. He interrupted you son of a bitch.
WWE is doing really good with 2K right now. 2K16 is actually really fun to play, and it's a great simulator. Jeremy should be playing it and creating characters, but it's finally starting to hit its stride. 2K themselves are developing it now. Before it was Ukes.
I thought they were still
involved.
They just
had a really old engine.
I thought they were still involved. I thought that
I don't think Ukes is going to be involved in 2K17, at least. I think because they're pretty much on the way out. It's going to have 2K's developers working on it from now on. Mm-hmm. So they did basically took over the framework and kind of reworked it because they redid all the moves in the game to like live action wrestlers doing it. So yeah.
Mocap,
yeah. So like they had actual wrestlers doing mocap in an actual ring that they built at the 2K studios.
Actual ring?
Ring.
And actual wrestlers?
I hate you so much.
I'm just
it's
kidding.
Really good. And I
no,
hate you
I'm
guys
sure.
For that.
No, I'm
Plus,
sure it's
they've
fun.
Got their supercard thing too. So that alone, I'm sure, is making a lot of money for them. It's a free to play mobile game because that's the big thing. But it's a card game for WWE. I'm sure that alone makes it worth keeping.
Listen, I played the NBA 2K card game. It's the same card game, just with basketball. And I will admit I've spent about $5 in that. So you times that by how many people who have who've played it. Yeah, they've made some fucking money. Same reason why Bethesda is like, oh shit, we're going to invest heavily in iOS games. That's what's going to be announced is a fucking iOS game. Because they opened a new studio after they were like, oh shit, Fallout. What's it called? Shelter is made
Fallout a Shelter, yeah.
Shit ton of money for us. So let's go ahead and do that. If you have been playing the Division beta, you may have noticed some people ghosting or running faster than the speed of light, aka the Flash. It's because some cheaters have been plaguing the system. This is the reason why they're doing a beta. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's work out what is being fucked up. People complain on the internet about the beta, but you're in a beta for a reason. Like, this is the reason so they can find what's wrong and fix it. It's not for you to sit there and nitpick everything that you find and say this game sucks because of this. You're there to make it not suck. That's the reason why you're there, literally.
Yep.
And so that makes no. It drives me nuts when people complain about that shit. You're there to make it perfect for as perfect as can be. I mean, come on. For a release to the general public. So I mean, it's not for you to get online, anyways. They're fixing it. You know, the developers have said, don't worry. We are working on it. Thank you for the feedback, essentially.
They're not, yeah, they're not hacks or glitches. They're glitches.
They're glitches, not hacks. And so there hasn't been any, from what I've seen, there hasn't been anything that has been too crazy. Definitely, it's not COD level where essentially it's a wall hack and or a, what's it called, a scope where you can automatically lock onto somebody. So nothing like that yet.
But we did experience insta-death last night.
We did do that. But I think Ryan, who played with us, he spotted a sniper. That could have very well been it. I mean, if you hit somebody in the head hard enough with a bullet, I think they're going to die.
Prove it.
History. Well, I saw you shooting a guy earlier this morning in that game, like, in the head. And it took, like, a clip and a half to kill them. So
yeah, I mean, but I was my, you know, it all depends on what level they are and what attachments you have and what's the DPS of the gun. And a sniper rifle is high powered more than a rifle, so I'm gonna reserve judgment.
Okay. I just think that if you sneak up on somebody and you shoot them in the head, one shot should do it.
I agree. I agree.
Like, you should get like a
that should be an achievement too.
Yeah, it should be like. You
one
know,
shot kill.
When you play like D&D or something, if you sneak up on somebody, you know, you get that bonus. This also goes for card games. If you like, what is it called? Stealth, like, you know, you like a stealth bonus. It should be the same thing if you just like walk up to somebody and they don't react and you just shoot them in the back of the head.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Did you guys ever play that Five Nights at Freddy game?
No.
I played it once and I fucking hated it and uninstalled it.
Yeah. Well, it got really popular. And then this guy named Scott Crothan, who made the game, came out with a Five Nights at Freddy World on Steam. And it fucking was terrible. It was released early for some reason, and he charged $2.99 for the game. And it was bad. Like, it shit just broke and didn't work. But this is kind of a cool thing what he did. He refunded everybody. He worked with Steam to get it pulled from Steam and then refunded everybody the game, no matter if you played it longer than 2 hours or had it longer than 7 days. This is an example of what developers should do when they fuck up, you know. Yeah, good for you, Scott. I wanted to give you a shout out for that. I know that you're listening.
Thanks for your listening. Mm-hmm. I'd ask you to become a patron,
but
a
you just refunded.
You just gave away all your money.
You just
gave
it back. So,
never mind. I understand that times are tough.
Yeah. Well, not really. He's still got probably millions from Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, yeah, the other Five Nights at Freddy's game. But
and
sure.
then he's got the Five Nights at Freddy's movie coming out. So I think
the
he's
coloring
doing
book
fine.
And
coloring
book, Happy Meal.
And the plush toys.
And the dildos. Oh, we were on the same page.
That's Five Nights in Freddy.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, that's our show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully it was a little entertaining for you.
Yep.
If you like us, please subscribe. Please follow. Thank you again.
Become a patron on our Patreon. Mm-hmm. You get cool shit like an extended version of this show. And that's access right. to our ARC and Minecraft servers now, apparently. Mm-hmm. That's a thing we're doing.
It's a thing. My name is Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. I'm Kevin.
Doug, can you say your name? Someone's in your house?
No.
Someone's in your house?
I think someone had fireworks, but it sounded like gunshots.
Oh,
so
man,
I'm sitting here just like,
right there.
Yeah, just hearing like, dat, dat, dat. But then I just heard that. Like, so that's why I was like, the fuck is happening outside?
His name was Doug.
My name is Doug, and hopefully I'm alive tomorrow.